15 rarest and most valuable Hummel figurines ever sold. Hummel figurines have been enjoyed for decades, but it takes a little bit of luck to get your hands on the rarest pieces. Are you a collector? Are there certain pieces that are on your one-day wish list? Take a look at this list and see if you can find a few familiar names on it. This article focuses on the most unique and valuable Hummel figurines ever sold. If you've just been browsing eBay for collectibles and have a few hours to spare, this is the perfect article for you. 1. Year, 1900s. Price, $308. Although it is unknown when Goebel or Hummel created this piece of work, it is still considered rare and valuable. The item features a boy dressed in country clothes, a cap on his head, a duffel bag slung over his shoulder and a walking stick painted green in his hand. It is called the Leprechaun's Chest. Whether the boy is the leprechaun or he has the chest belonging to the goblin in his duffel bag is clear. It is valued at $308. 71. 2. Year, 1970s. Price, $399. These are some of the most valuable Hummel pairs of figurines ever put up for sale. It features a boy and girl sitting with their umbrellas over their heads. They seem to be having a friendly conversation. These items are rarely sold together, which makes this pair very valuable. They were created around the 70s and are valued together at $399. 3. Year, 1950s. Price, $937. Behold this wonderful communion of girls in a ring of fun. They look like the models were playing a sort of children's game when Hummel sculpted them, or they may have been what Maria Innocentia painted. At any rate, this 1950s work of art is valuable and put up for $937. 16. The price may have something to do with the number of them, or not. They are measured at 19 centimeters. 4. Year, 1940s to 1950s. Price, $200. The sweeping girl is from the 1950s and the boy on his way home from the market is from 1948. They are both valuable considering their age. As all collectors know, age and condition are very important in determining the value of vintage items. And these ones are worth more than the $200 the seller put them up for. 5. Year, 1950s. Price, $250. Sometimes you'll find an assembly of figurines packed together for sale. This doesn't reduce the value of each of them, it only represents the seller's wish to sell them all at once. In this case, you have a group of figures engaged in different activities, all representing the everyday life of folks, perhaps in West Germany where Hummel supposedly made them. These are valued at $250. 6. Year, 1980s. Price, $399. These schoolboys are considering the answer to a math question. These figures were made by Goebel in 1985 and they have his signature on them as well. They are 7 inches tall and hand-painted in red, yellow, and green colors. These figurines are considered very valuable and expected to increase in price from the initial $399. 7. Year, 1950s. Price, $275. Here is a vintage and rare figure of a girl called Bookworm because, as you can see, she sits with a book on her outstretched legs and thoughtfully ponders something in the book. She is featured wearing a ribbon on her brown short hair, her clothes are decorated with spots of red flowers. She is valued at $275. 8. Year, 1980s. Price, $240. This collection is from the 1980s. They feature a group of figures engaged in mundane activities. Each 4 inches tall figure has either an instrument or doing something boys play with. Apparently, each figure was not made in the same year. A few years elapsed between one creation and the next. 9. Year, 1900s. Price, $829. This Grandpa Kid figurine is definitely from the year before the 2000s. It is vintage and is considered very rare. It is said that only 75 of these were made. This puts the figurine up there with some of the rarest Hummel figurines. It is valued $829.99. 10. Year, 1930s. Price, $415. This figure is called the Shopgirl. It comes with great detailing in the facial expression and posture. It was made in the 1930s. Some say it may have been made earlier than that since it was a gift at the end of the Second World War. This figurine is an absolute beauty and is valued at $415. 11. Year, 1940s. Price, $210. This item is the figurine of a farm boy holding out a jug. Attached to his shoulder is a bunch of carrots. It was made in the 1940s. The figurine is valued at $210. 12. Year, 1930s. Price, $239. The spring cheer is hard to come by. It was made in the 1930s. It shows a little girl in a yellow dress with a flower in her hand and she raises it up in the air. It has the incised crown on the bottom which puts it among Hummel's work done between the years 1935 and 1945. It is valued at $239.99. 13. Year, 1935. Price, $234. This figurine is of a boy walking to school. It was made by Hummel in 1935, reportedly, in the U.S. zone of Germany in the 1930s. Whatever the case, the figurine is valued at $234. The disparity in dates could be because it was after the war that the U.S. allowed German exports of figurines. 14. Year, 1960s. Price, $319. This figure is called the Artist. It features a boy in the pose of an artist, poised with his brush and holding his painting palette. This cute painting was created in the 1960s. It is valued at $319.99. 15. Year, 1960s. Price, $275. Known as the Sensitive Hunter, this is a figure of a hunter examining a hare. It was first called the Timid Hunter when it was made by Hummel. This one was modeled after Arthur Moeller in 1935. It is valued at $275. What are Hummel figurines? Hummel figurines are little sculpture models made by Franz Goebel. It all began with the woman called Sister Maria Innocentia who made sketches art, mostly pastoral drawings of children. German art publisher Ars Sacra began publishing the drawings on postcards which caught Franz Goebel's eyes, a porcelain maker. Goebel went on to get the rights to transform Sister Maria's paintings into figurines and produced the first line in 1935. The figurines were presented at the Leipzig Trade Fair, which was a major European show. These figurines attracted American distributors, and by the end of that year, the figurines had found their way into the U.S. and were sold at Marshall Field & Co. and many other retail shops. When the Second World War ended, American soldiers stationed in West Germany began sending the figurines back home as gifts, which further increased the popularity of the figurines. Europeans would buy the figurines too, as they usually had a folkloric appearance. By the 1970s, the market for Hummel figurines had grown to the point where the prices were skyrocketing. The production of Hummel figurines has transferred from one administration to the other since. In 2009, manufacturer Rodental GmbH took over the company. In 2013, the company went bankrupt and was taken over by another company in 1914. Hummel figurines are still being produced in the original factory in Rodental, Germany. The production is overseen by the authorities of the convent of Seesen where Sister Maria Innocentia worked and lived. A businessman from Kulmbach named Bernd Forch acquired Hummel Manufacture in 2017 and is now prepared to restructure the company. Annual production will be reduced from 55,000 to 20,000, figurines will not be less than 10 centimeters and not less than 100 euros each. How to identify and date Hummel figurines? Sister Maria's paintings inspired a lot of imitations and copycats of Goebel's work. Besides, the material for figurines are porcelain, something anyone who was proficient enough could put together to make figurines and painted them to look like Goebel's work. Before you purchase a collectible, it is important to know how to identify a real Hummel figurine. Below are marks and signs to identify Hummel figurines. The Goebel trademark. Logos. Numbers and other nomenclatures. Factory control number. Signs of forgery. Features. Weight. Colors. The Goebel trademark. Look for the trademark of Goebel on the figurine. It is usually written as TMK beneath every figurine. The figurines are also stamped with the company's logo. However, each period of production has its own logo. Goebel began his production with the trademark TMK-1, which was the oldest of the marks. Production moved from this number all the way to TMK-8, which is the newest of the figurines. The closer the number of the figurine to TMK-1, the more valuable the figurine is. Logos. You can identify Hummel figurines by the logo on the bottom as well. Goebel used a B and V symbol for identification. Older models typically had a full B, a homage to Hummel's name, which means bumblebee in German. Numbers and other nomenclature. Authentic figurines feature numbers that begin with the abbreviation HUM. For example, the little boy painting on the listings in this article is numbered number 304. It's a 1-4 digit number identifying the model. The number is either cast with the figurine so that you can feel it bump the tip of your finger when you rub it, or they are incised into the surface of the figurine. It is a permanent sign that allows you to tell an authentic figurine from a fake. Factory control number. This is a number that identifies who assembled the figurine in the factory. It is a small 2-digit number incised or painted on the porcelain. This number can be cross-checked with online resources to give additional identification help. Signs of forgery. Placing an original besides a suspect figurine can help you spot the glaring difference in style. Hummel figurines follow closely the same features and size as the paintings of Maria Innocentia. Features. Comparing the suspect figurine with an original can help you spot the fake. It could be little variations like the expressions on the figure's face, the direction the figure faces, or any missing or displaced feature. For example, you can easily tell the difference if you compare a fake umbrella boy with an original if the figure stoops too low under the umbrella. Weight. All Hummel figurines are made from porcelain. The company has a specific mix of porcelain for each figurine, which makes them heavy. Makers of imitations are unable to replicate the exact mix of porcelain. Fakes are usually lighter, which is all they can be. Some fakes are made of plastic or materials like chalk and plaster. Colors. Like the amount of porcelain, Hummel figurines are painted using specific color palettes that were defined by Maria herself. Makers of fake Hummel try to copy this palette but can't quite achieve it. This makes it easy for you to spot a difference, hence the fake one. How much are Hummel figurines worth? You may wonder how much they are really worth. If you have a Hummel figurine in your possession and have identified it to be original, you may also wonder how you can value it for sale. If you check eBay and other websites where vintage stuff is sold, you'll notice most Hummel figurines are valued between $50 and $75 on average. Your own Hummel can be more valuable than this. You can compare your figurine with this table here for valuation. At any rate, you do have to consider the following factors that influence the value of your Hummel figurines. Age. The age of a Hummel figurine can be determined by the TMK marking style. The older the age of the figurine, the more valuable it is. Size and sophistication. You may have seen a Hummel figurine and wondered how it was made because of the complexities. Take the umbrella boy sitting and hunched over under his umbrella. It takes some skill to fashion porcelain into this design. Also, bigger models are considered more valuable than smaller ones. Condition. If the figurine comes in its original box and is in great condition, with no scratches, breaks, or cracks, the value goes up 10 times higher than the same model but in poor condition. Rarity. Limited edition figurines were not produced in large numbers. Hence, they are more valuable. Hummels that were manufactured for decades, however, are less valuable. Demand. Find out if your figurine is popular. If it is, the value goes up. Popularity increases the demand for the item, which in turn drives prices up. Where to buy Hummel figurines? You can buy Hummel figurines at the following places. Yard sales. Figurines turn up at yard sales. They come cheap there as well. And they are not likely to be fake, since most of them are wedding or birthday gifts, family heirlooms passed down. Auction houses. If you are looking to become a collector, you can buy figurines at auction houses. Here they're not likely to fake too, since sellers usually have their integrity to protect. The downside here is they may be more expensive if buyers are more than sellers. Online auctions and shops. eBay comes to mind. You can find thousands of Hummel figurines posted for sale there. Also, check Etsy. Where can I sell my Hummel figurines? Assuming you have done your homework, you've established authenticity, value, and age. Then the next thing is to make your choice of where to make money off your Hummel figurines. Here are some popular places to sell. Auction houses. This is one of the best places to sell your figurine. You can benefit from the large crowd of buyers that come to these places. Auction houses usually create publicity for the sales. And prices can be fair too. Yard sale. If you maybe inherited the house and found the figurines in the cellar or attic, then hold a yard sale in front of the house. Broadcast the sale if you can. Collectors will find you. Be sure to have your figurines appraised by professionals so that you can get a fair price too. Internet marketplace. As mentioned before, eBay and Etsy are good places to both scout for figurines and sell them. All you need are clear photos of the items, post, and wait for buyers. FAQ. What are Hummel figurines made of? Porcelain. The porcelain is poured into a mold and heated at high temperatures. When did Hummel figurines start? They debuted at a public fair in Leipzig, Germany. How many Hummel figurines are there? There is no exact number recorded. But you can tell a lot of Hummel figurines were made by the number that's listed on eBay alone for sale. From its birth in 1935 till recently, more than a million miniature figures have been produced. How popular are Hummel figurines? Hummel figurines remain popular today after many years, especially among collectors who continue to seek them out, buy and sell. Who buys Hummel figurines? Collectors buy Hummel figurines. Some are more established than others. They have websites where they advertise their interest in buying your figurine. Sell for Value is one website that buys figurines. What's the difference between Hummel and Goebel figurines? They are one and the same. Collectors often use Hummel and Goebel interchangeably when referring to the figurines that Goebel made from Maria Innocentia Hummel's paintings. Final thoughts. Delve into the quaint world of Hummel's figurines. It is a delight to see just how far any idea, be they paintings, can go. From mere paintings to sculpted porcelain figurines, Hummel's work has come a long way down us.